There just had to be oil under this hill, but no one could seem to drill down to it. After years of work, the men working here got a really big surprise. The event that helped build an industry is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Today, this land is green space within the city of Beaumont, Texas. But in the early 20th century, it was a bustling place that had an impact on industries throughout the U.S. and the world.
January 10th, 1901, that's when we struck oil, the famous Lucas Gusher.
Gina Summe is speaking from the Spindletop Boomtown Museum. There had been speculation for several years that oil was under the ground here, and drilling had been attempted for about 10 years prior. When they did strike oil at a depth of around 1,200 feet, it was an amazing force that came rocketing from the ground.
All of that piping shot through the air, so it was like 4 tons of pipes shooting straight through the air.
That gusher of oil represented an important point in American history.
And what it did was it marked the beginning of the petroleum industry, not just for Texas, but for the United States.
Prior to that time, oil was used mostly for lubrication and lighting. This amount of oil made other uses possible. No one had seen anything like it, a gusher spewing 100,000 barrels of oil per day. While they were glad to see the oil they had hoped for, there was now a new problem, how to capture all of it.
They didn't even have the tools to actually cap the oil to stop it from spewing out. It took them 9 days, and you can just imagine that the land all around was just covered in oil.
And with the oil came people. Just as the gold and silver rushes had beckoned thousands westward, this black gold now had people flooding to southeast Texas.
They had about 400 to 500 people traveling in by train by the day. So you can just imagine how big the city grew in a matter of weeks.
The city grew from around 10,000 people to 50,000 people in 3 months' time. There's more to the story, including a very unique item here today. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside. In Beaumont, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.